to the Scorpio's Grotto bar called to order the Chill Witch, like we had talked about. Yes, we were going to go to the pub to get a drink.
Yeah.
And when we walked in, there was a troubadour playing a lute whose race was that of a Gerda Blilu, which is like a scorpion person.
She happens to know this because she DM'd a mummy.
I DM'd a campaign with a lot of
And she said Gerda Blilu a lot.
Yep. So it seems like a totally normal word.
Gerda Blilu.
Gerda
Blilu.
Blilu. Oh, I guess
Blilu. Okay. I like it.
And I ordered a Chill Witch, which was a good drink, and also just a normal drink. But they didn't charge me for it.
Yeah. It was like a code.
Yeah. And then some young thugs came in that we called Rough Ians, because ruffians, but Ian.
The roughest
and
I know.
They threatened to break shit in the bar, and there was something about protection money. And then
it was weird.
We just kind of talked them down.
We talked them down, and then we'd been fist stamped as Clay. Fist stamped with the fisting. The last we all got stamps,
tatted up. Yeah, those magic ones.
This is the good of my cheeks.
They pejoratively referred to us as clay friends when they noticed some of those stamps.
The gangsters, or
yes,
the, okay.
Which I guess was a way of basically saying that
you're friends with golems.
That we're down with golems, and apparently that's not a thing that everyone's.
Oh, we're super down with golems.
We're super down, especially if they fist.
Wait, how did you end up dead then? If you're a clay friend.
Oh well, hold on. the Gerda Blilu Troubadour is the proprietor, and her name is Garbanea.
Had to open her own place so that she could perform somewhere.
Singer song.
And she recognizes Zakiris, the skull that you were carrying that then went elsewhere. and she had spent time with the skull in the spire, the Sun Mist Sealy, practicing arcane music things. And she plays a song for Zakiris, which helps Zakiris remember herself. And it turns out she's actually Illyria. Illyria. And Illyria was studying the concept of true names, which you can use to control others and unlock inner powers, and are extremely rare. And they benefit the ritualist, is what she was studying, a way to have true names benefit the person.
She was basically
doing
trying to use true names to enhance her own power. She was trying to use her own true name to empower her own true name.
But if interrupted, it could unmake the caster.
And in this case,
which sounds
undid.
That's what happened. Yeah. Is she had a split second to save as much of her consciousness as she could, and it went.
Thus the skull.
She erased her true name, but she was able to quickly, within a millisecond or two, shove her soul into the closest object, which happens to be her soul into the skull.
Thank God, could have been a toilet.
So her true name was erased.
Shit in my mouth.
Her true name was erased, which is why everyone was like. Yeah, that Arklore
did. That's why the memory didn't.
No one remembered, except
for the people who were
deaf or didn't have ears, like the golem, because
there was a weird amount of people who were deaf in that.
Yes, because the music was half of the magic, so because people couldn't hear some of it, just the way it didn't fully take.
And then I must have not paid attention for the bit, because then I just say, next morning, breakfast is ruined, roll for initiative.
Yeah, so you spend a night doing a bunch of research in the library.
Yeah.
A bunch of research in the library to figure out happened. A lot of what you just said was because of research.
Library time.
And then basically the next morning you were gathering together to
We went back
through.
to the Pathfinder place.
Yes.
And they took us to their secret library to do further research.
And everyone succeeded the research and did well enough and were actually able to actually get some sleep.
And then we get attacked while we were doing research.
And so while the bacon was...
These hallowed halls?
Yeah, you got attacked basically... It's a library where fire is not allowed at all, and they have these light mirrors that reflect in. But the thing that was creating the light got destroyed suddenly, so everything was in pitch.
They had
pitch
just
blackness.
Served us bacon. We haven't even been able to eat it yet.
We stepped on the plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you use the bacon as a torch.
I did burn all the bacon.
You did burn all the bacon. Torch. So they basically came in, and grabbed the skull, and are running for it.
And we're fighting Darrows and Skulks.
Yeah. So there are two guys.
And I'm down. And at dying too.
Yeah, so.
Because of these Darrows and Skulks.
The green one is a Darrow Strangler and is basically strangling her to death.
That's bad.
This one was invisible, is still invisible. You guys know where it is.
Yeah, so, because we can see the skull.
But is carrying the skull and is running.
Nice invisibility, jerk.
You. You tripped it, so it is now on the ground.
Nice.
And it's basically one. It's gonna head up the stairs.
Yeah, it's trying
to. Can you remind us why Dwayne's not here?
He is here. He sent his things that he can save us from dying.
Mind. Yeah.
Okay.
He is a person who's joining us later. Yeah.
Can I have a pencil? I forgot to bring
I actually one. Have one.
Too late. I got him.
Whoa, fancy mechanical pencil. Too.
Is it fully thawed? Because it was still slightly frozen in the center. It. I can get up and try to.
It would thaw faster if I
slice it.
Be destined
I'm
to be
not
big
sure
forever.
If it's still frozen. But if it was,
homemade,
it
let's at least slice it. Do you want me to get up and help? I'm happy
healthy.
To.
Okay. It's Haley's secretly healthy.
But I just need to know how many people want.
I'm actually okay.
I would like cake, please.
I have to. It's not a choice.
Okay. Everybody except
it is heartier than I think the default banana bread.
It's banana bread, not cake. I just made it in a bundt pan because I actually made 4 banana breads because I opened the freezer and 40 bananas fell out and it was too many.
That's amazing. Banana bread is one of my favorite breads.
Okay, February.
You were gone.
I was gone.
So you're basically heading down the stairs.
Just walking.
So we're just going to they're trying to get up and you're just like, dude, what's going on? I smell bacon. And joining. So you're like,
can't wait for this chilling breakfast and no surprises.
He materializes with a healing potion right next to me.
And then stop that skull.
So I need you to roll initiative, and I can shove you into initiative.
Sounds good. 17 plus, you get an initiative, which is your...
Perception.
Oh, perception?
It's me.
Okay.
I'm
22.
Oh, wow, so you're first. That's great, actually.
As to the banana bread.
Or bacon!
I didn't use a recipe. But it is probably fairly high, protein and fiber.
I'm excited. Thank you, Haley.
Turned out.
Compared to, cranky. Yeah, you're
wrong. I have a weird...
Not 20.
What'd you roll that?
What'd
you roll? I thought you were rolling.
No.
Just Val. Can she save her nat 20?
Your next roll could be a nat 20.
I was distracted.
Your next roll could be a nat 20.
She's being That's such awesome. A good
yeah.
host.
Yeah. You're fine.
Give myself a paper cut.
So sorry. The worst.
Okay, I'm coming down some ethereal stairs. Can I move kind of anywhere?
Hold on. Let's move.
I guess I should.
Just need a mini.
I bet you
that was me.
Oh, that was you. So
he's short. He's
how the fuck did that get there without me noticing?
I just did. Okay. What am I thinking? I had thought, and it's gone. Yeah, so you're strolling down. You are basically joining mid round, and because you got good initiative, you're first in round 3. So you're going. You come down, and everything's dark. So you up. It should be light down here, and you're kind of you smell bacon because they just cooked bacon,
Anna,
and it's been a minute, and shit's gone crazy.
Microwave briefly, if it would.
I was wondering if we should bake or just microwave.
Having slightly cold.
I think slightly warm banana bread would be preferential to me over slightly cold.
That's fair. I love everything.
Yep.
You're coming down. You know something's up. You can have your weapon out. I'm going to say you're one action away from, getting up to this thing. So you're actually...
Question, where are you?
So...
What?
Which one are you?
So...
I don't know. Who do
there
I
are stairs that go down here.
I think I'm this one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the stairs are being impeded
You're coming down, and they're about to head up the stairs. So you... You're basically right in front of the person who's trying to escape.
Okay.
Way over here.
And the orange one has the skull?
Orange has the skull, but has been tripped.
So we're trying to get Zakiri's away from the orange
one.
Okay,
so I should worry about that first.
Yeah.
You're probably going to... And then
you don't even know
this
what's
is also
going
a, this is also a thing. You have no idea. You come down, you're like, oh shit.
Also, the light sources.
Everyone else is a player, right?
It's the light sources. The bacon is the light source. And I think Zakiri's cast light this last round. So you actually... Everyone has light.
You still have the torch with you.
I dropped the torch on the bacon.
No, somebody picked it up and it was me.
Oh,
yes.
Picked it up and so the, where the white
right.
things are, there's a
the
torch.
Skull, yeah. The skull did cast light, so the light is not a problem anymore.
And I assume that's 30 feet.
It's the last thing I did last time Zakiri's did a big...
Right.
And you're like, couldn't have done that originally.
Why did you do
that
before?
Okay, the second
that's
combat
right, she waited.
I have not brushed up whatsoever, so...
So, you basically have 2 actions, not 3, because you weren't hasted like everyone else was.
See.
And it takes an action to get up, but you could get up to...
One action.
The person on the ground.
That's my movement.
And then grab the skull.
Are they still invisible?
Yeah, they're invisible, but the skull is, like, you can tell it's being carried by someone invisible. You, like, there's someone there.
Would it be hard, would it be, like, a thievery check to try to grab the skull, or...
Yeah.
Can I just grab it?
Or just...
Kill?
Or just kill.
You're very... You're gonna surprise them. They don't know.
Do I get any kind of bonus from my teammate on the other side?
So, you... It, it is... It, it being on the ground, and also it flanking,
oh,
is the same bonus.
Do I get advantage or something?
Piece. The thickest, hottest piece?
Hottest.
I forgot to look up combat stuff.
I'll take a thick, hot piece.
I've seen those videos.
Thank you very much. I have advantage of some kind?
So,
it's
okay.
Really good.
So you have two actions. Are you going to go straight into the stabs?
I'm using one action to move, and then, or stride, or whatever they
stride,
call it.
Stride, yep.
And then I want to...
There's no advantage.
Okay.
I know. Its AC is down by two. So you don't have to worry about... You don't have to do anything.
Just raw dog.
It's flat-footed because it's on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So no advantage. That's not... It's
okay.
Less a thing in
it's one of the few cases where it's like actually just a, like a plus or a minus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a raw dog.
So...
A thick hot piece.
Raw dog bad. Mm-hmm.
And...
Ugh, that's so bad. 12...
So 12...
13.
13. Is not going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to smack down, and it's just invisible, and you can't quite... It's
literally,
you're not sure where the body is.
It's too much bacon.
You
better be
give
covering
it to,
that skull.
Give it to Andy or Val.
So you have one more action, so you
I'll
can try. You can try
smaller,
again.
I'll try again with a minus five. Penalty.
With a minus five. Now, first, I want you to... Because they're invisible, I need you to roll a miss chance, because it's invisible. So, like, we didn't do it with the first one, because you missed. So you need to get 11 or higher. Or,
D20.
You need just a D20, not add
wrong.
Anything, and you gotta get 11 or higher.
14.
Okay, now you get to roll to attack. And it's the...
20.
You got a nat 20?
Nat 20.
Roll damage, which is everything plus your little bonus, not...
1d6, 3d plus 2.
Yes.
This is really good.
So 5 plus 3 plus 2 is 10.
Times 2.
20.
So you 20 damage.
Okay.
You...
This
go,
is a rod. This
is rod. So you just like the first one, bam, and you hit nothing. And the second you go like okay, and you go again, and you just right, and you just, and it just you know you hit skull. You just not Zakiri's. You hit the head, and it just you can't see it for immediately, but you know that like I killed this guy. Like
fist
you fully just crunched. So what's your damage? I just want to understand. I'm just trying to understand. So you have like
1d6.
Yep.
And then it says plus 3.
Did you steal my spinnies or did I leave them
bludgeoning?
There?
So you're bludgeoning damage.
Plus 2 physical.
When you ask about,
have
when you
have
that
because you have 3 strength.
I was like that sounded familiar.
I have 3 strength.
Thank you, yeah.
Anna.
So you're strong,
thank
and then
you.
The plus 2 extra is just because you're a thumb church.
Yeah.
So yeah, you get to add plus 5.
Yeah.
Which is
so
actually
I definitely put my fist.
Yeah. You just fist that guy's head, good, and it crushes, and then there's
you
a moment where you can just feel it. You feel it pop,
yeah,
and then the body visualizes, and it's a body that's like barely clothed with really skimpy clothes that's like gone invisible, and that you just crushed the head, and the skull kind of rolls out, and you're like,
don't
what's
get
up,
in the
guys?
Way between me and my bacon.
That's your turn. It's now the dead guy's turn, so not. Now,
nice turn.
That's over.
Fucking loser.
But there's still a guy there. So Dwayne's character, which I need to figure out, honestly doesn't matter at this point, because after this doesn't matter. But probably can turn around
probably,
and go the other way.
Probably can.
Where is he?
He's one of the white, unpainted.
So I'm sure Dwayne would want to go back to this green one and try and kill it.
Yes.
Yep.
So that's 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. So that's
please
probably
do a
move.
Help.
You grab onto their ankles from the
so
ground.
Do you have his sheet?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Darjico.
How about if we just speed everything up and I just hand it to you? Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Ian can bot.
Okay, so stride move forward and then is going to just scimitar to the face for and misses with a 2 and then is going to try again. I can math.
Anna, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And misses. So two strikes and is not rolling well and misses twice. And hasted. So technically can we attack one more time?
Now we're talking.
Good one.
Let it be.
Yeah.
Nat one.
Same roll. So not great. Misses. Was one off. It was real close. Okay. Now.
Wait. I'm checking to see if he has any of those cards.
Everyone should actually get a new one.
We should also have kept them because we stopped.
Right. I have this is my third one.
Yeah. You get a new one at the beginning of the session.
I didn't apparently.
Would you like me to reroll? I'll reroll.
Yeah. Dwayne would like to reroll.
Two.
One for.
Oh, you have three.
I think I may have used.
That one's Dwayne's. He's reroll.
Okay. And then I rolled a 7.
My third one.
A 7 plus. Still not great.
Roll better.
15 total. It's AC is higher than that. So, miss again.
I guess this guy's not.
I made two loaf cans. And then I had so much. I made like the biggest batch of banana bread.
Okay.
So then I filled. I have a really long Pullman pan, like you would make like sandwich bread in. Mm-hmm. So then I filled that, and that's bigger than a loaf pan. It's like two loaf pans. And then I had a whole bundt pan worth of more. So then I also made the whole bundt. So I gave away one of the loaves. I froze the other one. We've been eating the Pullman loaf pan at home. And then I froze this one, going like, I'll need a cake at some point. And then I was like, oh yeah, it's Wednesday. And so then I.
Preemptive cakes is genius.
Eliza? What's
Alicia.
Alicia.
Fuck. I don't remember my character. Doc.
It is your turn.
Alright. Well.
You are.
I'm good at shooting things.
You are.
Mm-hmm. I should probably just
and
shoot.
And it's not dark anymore.
You have a
anymore.
Wonderful sketch, by the way.
Thank you.
The ballad. Beautiful.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. I have all kinds of doodles. Doodling is part of how I listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna shoot at this thing.
Do you want to devise a stratagem to see if it's worth it?
Yeah, probably. Mm. But every time I do that, you're gonna have to remind me. Is it a d20?
Just a d20 roll.
That's so cute.
7.
Mm-hmm. You were going to roll a 7 when you attack.
My purse is on that chair. Wayne's dice are stupid.
What's the I finally found the companion dice to my unicorn one that sucks. And this is a candy plump. This will do good.
Okay.
So when you attack, you will roll a 7. And if you want to, you can pivot that and go, okay, I'm not gonna be able to hit if you don't think you're gonna hit. So I can try to do something else instead. Do you have battle medicine? I don't think you do.
I have the like. What is it? Backyard.
Risky surgery?
Yeah. And I also have a. Hold on.
I think I have
a healing potion.
I do not have.
I'm going to be honest, I don't think that we finished my character.
Yeah, I'm. The way we used to do it, I could see everyone actually load the characters up, but because we're splitting the way we're loading, I can't just go like, let me just check for you.
You love the idea of everyone on playing on paper, but then when you don't have the control,
know,
you're like,
eh.
So I can try things that I'm untrained on.
What? Can I see your sheet?
Yes.
The descriptions of these abilities are so long that it took me like
handwriting
a bunch
them
of
all
pages.
In.
Yeah.
I just said it was easier to not know what I was doing.
I agree. Okay. That's why I picked a class he's played before. So.
I will say that one of, like, I've played that strategy before, which is usually the, like, I don't know what to deal with this right now, so
next
I'm just going to RP my way through.
I know.
It does mean that, like, as you level and gain more abilities, but you never actually, like, grokked your, like, level 1 and level 2 abilities, and now you're level 3, 4, 5, 6. It means that it then gets really overwhelming in later levels.
Like, confusing.
Confusing, yeah.
Okay. You do have the risky surgery, which is not written down. I would write this BG skill feat, write risky surgery. Next level, you're going to be able to heal in combat.
Right.
You can't this room. It takes 2 actions to administer a potion, so you could draw a potion out and like run forward, but then you wouldn't be actually able to like...
I'm not actively being choked still, am I? I know I'm at dying too, but am I still being attacked?
Don't I have 3 movements?
Mm-hmm. She's hasted, so she has.
And you got a free. You're right. Because A, this fits with your devise, so that's free. And then you were hasted, so right now you would still have all four actions. So you could pull a potion, run, and administer the potion if you wanted to, all in one turn.
Can you chuck potions at people's faces in this game?
It's gotta be like a down.
There is
down
a class who has like a dart gun with potions in it.
That's awesome. Cool.
Okay, so that would be three.
Yeah,
actions.
So one action to
you
get it out of your pocket.
Class, right?
One action to run, so
to her.
5, 10, 15, 20.
In the Starfinder game, you played that class, right? What's
you're just far enough away, potion. And Dwayne's character's in the
dart
way.
Dart gun?
Yeah.
You could do it. You're just gonna be. Mm-hmm. You could do it, you're just gonna be right next to the enemy.
Oh, yeah.
You go straight ahead, and you're like. The thing's right there, and you're just like, I don't care, and you're just gonna deliver the potion and hope it doesn't have like a reactive strike, which it doesn't. It's not gonna matter, but it's a little weird. You're right next to the enemy, and you're trying to pop a potion.
Excuse me, pardon me.
And then with my fourth,
with two, action. It takes two to administer a potion for someone else.
Oh, damn!
It's trickier to get it down her gullet.
I see, especially because she's.
It's like a harder. It's like you're actually having to like get down the mouth and like get her to swallow. It's not a. It's not as quick as like you doing it.
Okay.
So that's actually all four actions.
Okay.
Pulling it out, getting it in your hand, running forward, and then getting it down. So this is Elixir of Life.
And then I'm just standing there.
Thank you.
Waiting for the strangler. Right.
What does it mean for me?
It means one of you gets to roll 1d6.
Do you want to roll?
Hit points.
My dice is stupid. I'm putting this one back. He's got like 70 of them and they're all like...
One. That means you are wounded one with one hit point and conscious.
Cool.
Now it is Ulpa's turn.
I think I'm really showing how lame I am at combat by the fact that I just keep running back and forth.
Oops. You are doing it.
You're
going to
have a lot more options soon. And
you're keeping the team alive. That's an important thing.
That's we'll me. See if I can keep me alive.
I was too busy crushing this guy's... Skull and missing.
Yeah, he's dead.
So the bacon is destroyed, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame.
Doc killed it.
There's currently a light with a flame.
It's charcoal. It's bacon charcoal.
And I will make every single strangler in this world pay.
Did you just grab the fidget?
I told him.
Mm-hmm.
I might just buy a pack of them. And
I sent you the link with like all the
leave some here.
Just leave fidgets everywhere you go.
I'm still hasted, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I want one for each finger.
Right? I know. I want more of them. They're mismatched right now because I had to steal one of Catelyn's because I lost one of mine. And also some of them are crunchy because I keep the spin it and it'll fling and it'll land in like a beverage and then it'll
you
like,
can go around. You go around. You just
it won't like.
You have to go around
the
long
the same
way,
camp
not
that it used
through
to.
The circle. So I don't know how much movement you have.
That was me double moving.
Okay, and that is not flank because of the
orb. Take away an attack.
Is that like marker on it where it's facing?
Yeah, I'll show you what the map like looks like.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Nobody looks anywhere.
Oh, okay.
This thing, glowing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was recently broken. This was the light source with mirrors reflecting to all the rooms. But they're like right up against it, so it's hard to get like a full flank situation because it's in an awkward position. I haven't moved everyone into position on the map.
So you're on the second story, or the second floor, I mean?
We're in the basement.
No. You're in the basement of this library of the...
I'm not going to question it.
There's no flames allowed, but we had a torch situation.
Yep.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have.
It's a library where we're not allowed to start fires because it's rare old books, and then we immediately...
The fire is over
the
here, to be fair, it's not near the books.
Way.
But, yeah.
Is
for
this
light.
Still a place?
Oh, wait.
Is this going to be in Alexandria?
Yes.
Hopefully not.
The bacon's on fire, and I'm holding a torch.
So.
Okay. Well, I'll eat that flaming bacon if need be.
Like when you go to a restaurant and they way overcook the bacon every time.
Yeah.
I know, I like the softness to my. A lot of people like it super crunchy, and that's fine.
There should be a chew.
I have the teeth of a.
So.
Something that doesn't have strong teeth.
The fact double should action, have just gotten crispy on the edges.
Nat 20.
And it should be cooked.
What's your...
But if I hold up a piece of bacon, I want it to, like, be flaccid.
What's four? I love flaccid things.
Flaccid bacon.
That's how I live my life.
12 times 2, 24.
That should be true.
And the spear damage is all the time, or when the otherwise, thing is you in, when your icon is in the weapon?
More than 2 hours, that's a problem.
I don't think it is.
I don't know your... I'm not sure what your...
It's not from my icon.
It's just all the time.
The icon gives us the other thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. When the icon's in your weapon, I don't know what it gives you. Spirit damage.
I didn't write that. That's not my handwriting.
Spirit damage, like radiation.
What's the book called? War.
Of a Mortal.
Warbreaker.
Of the World.
That too.
There we go.
Yeah, none of my icons even give spirit damage.
Do like immediately, but for books.
Check, just because I'm curious.
Take a lot longer. Be a much higher bar for people to clear.
How did you come up with these categories?
Okay, so I was invited into Music League at the beginning of the year, like January 1st.
I know. I'm only questioning because like this one is things I'm gonna like track in my head. I want
to
like understand.
Invite people to want to make my own. And I used all of her prompts, and then I got rid of like a third of them, and I moved them around in the order, and I adjusted it here and there. Some of them are like word for word what she had, but most of them aren't.
Megan's hyped about it.
But I used hers as a template.
I gave her song for the Hobbit one, by the way.
Oh yeah, I enjoyed her
weapon icon.
Is it my
response regarding Hobbit core on our?
Is that what it's called?
I was like, I don't know what Hoppercorn means, but you ever hear of a little song called Bilbo Baggins by Leonard Nimoy?
That is Hoppercorn.
Have you guys seen the like alternate music video for Lazy Day that with Leonard Nimoy?
Maybe?
I don't know if it has to be one.
It was from like many years ago, but it's hilarious. You know the song? It's like, today I'm not doing anything. But there's an alternate music video that's like just Leonard Nimoy having a lazy day, and it's hilarious.
Let me look at the icons real quick.
Bruno Mars' new single has taken a sharp turn.
You're talking about Apartment? Is that his new song?
I don't know.
So I don't listen to music, and I hate art of all kinds. I'm a Luddite, against technology, but
the icon you picked? Mm-hmm.
You're owning
it. Sit in a cave, and I look at the wall.
Is the what?
And I try not
but
to think.
But no cave art.
No. Of course not. No pigments.
Unpainted
whatsoever.
Unpainted stone.
Scar the Survivor is a body icon. That's when you put it in your body.
And it's fort
saves and dying.
Yes, I have.
You don't have a weapon icon.
What does he do and how old is he?
Leonard Nimoy?
What does he do?
Bear's Edge is a weapon icon.
Oh, okay.
It's like going to it's there's no description.
Bear's Edge is the weapon icon.
Okay.
It's eminence.
So like almost dead.
It deals one additional spear damage per weapon die when you strike. If the creature is below half its maximum hit points, it does 3 additional spear damage instead. So when the enemy is below half, it does even more damage. And the eminence, I'll verify what
about 80%
eminence
corpse.
Is.
Does that make me 40% corpse? Because that's
I think I'm more like 70%.
All things, all of them have an eminence.
Average,
you
like
you have three icons.
Right now, pretty much
you have 3 things you can
America
be
like,
well,
is lower than for people that aren't super wealthy. So.
Or Andy, I don't know. Victor's
we'll
see. Has eminence.
People
so
genetically related
plus
to.
Yes.
But you're saying everything has eminence.
Yeah, so
barely make it to the
you shift your power. So once per round for an action, you can shift your eminence. So you can have one of your icons provide a bonus. You've been keeping it in your wreath. If it's in your weapon, it does 1 extra spirit damage or 3 if they're more than 50% hurt.
I'm happy to adjust prompts if there's one.
The eminence is spirit damage.
Oh, yes. Right? Sorry, I thought you said ingest. And I was like...
I will ingest and revive them.
But your icon is not in the weapon.
Yes, but if it
was...
If it was, it would be...
Just a couple of them, I was like, I don't know what to do with this.
If the icon is in your barrel's edge...
It
does 1 additional spirit damage or 3.
Month, which is why I put
if it's more than 50%.
There, and
to check with me.
I tried... to, like, I had a list of, like, what months, like, stand for in terms of that kind of stuff, and I tried.
One action is you move. You can move your thing between
that was
your
applicable to icons. It. So, like, that's why, like, the Mongolia and the Arabic ones are where they are, is because they relate in some way to things we should be paying attention to.
Those are called your transcendence. So when the icon lives, is living inside, it's called an eminence. And that's just because it's currently residing there.
Vaguely Middle Eastern.
When it's in there, you can do a transcendence, which is an action that does something special. And when it does something special, it ejects the icon to another one. So they shift around. So if you're... if, for example, the icon was in Barrow's Edge, in your weapon, it living there, you do extra damage. Then, for an action, your transcendence is called Drink of My Foes. You use one action, and as long as the last thing you did was a successful hit, and then you transcended it, you then regain hit points equal to half the damage you deal. And then it ejects the icon and has to go to one other thing. So they bounce around when you do transcendence. But if it's just living in one of them, right now it's living in a wreath, which is giving everyone the plus one to hit.
I'm fully anticipating to have to, like...
It's one of those, like, you're gonna have to... You should probably, like, make specific cards for, like, all the icons, because it's gonna shift where your power is. They should move around, because you should be, like, using the transcendence all the time and, like, move around.
Yeah.
It's super cool, but it is difficult to track, especially if we're playing
after I made
your
the
quality.
One for our group.
So, it has been a while. So you didn't do the extra spirit damage. It is still alive. You have one more hit.
For Ian's family, cross-generationally. And I was like, Ian, you should set this up. And he was like, that sounds great. I'm not doing anything. So I was like, I guess I'll just do it for you. So we have a second one going that's almost identical, except it's slightly less mom-centric.
Sure.
It's your turn when you're ready.
Yes. I'm alive,
alert,
but not
thriving.
And technically awake at one hit point, but I am prone.
One hit point, prone on the ground.
Have we established...
And your weapon has fallen out of your hands if you have one.
Cool. Have we established whether or not this adversary has attacks of opportunity?
It does not seemingly have any sort of...
It did not smack Lily.
Cool. I would like to grab my weapon and stand up.
Okay. Grab, stand, get two more actions because you're hasted.
I'm at one hit point, so I'm also going to back up.
Okay.
And I am... Is that all my actions, or do I have one more?
Technically, I have one more.
Do I have the ability to heal myself?
Unless you have a melee cantrip, you can just shove it in his face.
At one hit point?
I give you your spell cards, right?
I do have my...
You have one hit point. It is also near death. It has 6 hit points. Let's tell you.
Spoiler alert.
I know.
This is... makes my brain work.
Okay, I'll needle dart it. I stand up, grab my weapon, and then just like... and like spray it with needles.
Okay.
And then like move away.
I don't have the turn economy to also move away.
Do you have any, like...
Weapon, pick up, stand, move, attack, because you're hasted.
It's a 2 action.
Oh. Fine. Mm-hmm.
So three needles, spell attack roll against their AC.
Yeah.
They're different creatures, right?
Normally, yeah.
Am I rolling with a negative because I'm wounded?
No.
To attack?
Wounded is just if you get... down again, it'll make it faster.
And there was something giving... That's a natural 19. Was there something giving, like, a plus one to attacks or something last
yeah,
time?
Yeah, being close to her... It's plus one to hit, Anna?
Yes.
The wreath?
27.
Yeah, you fully hit.
Plus one.
What does that say plus damage?
What?
I'm asking her. Yeah, just you don't add to damage, right?
No, just attack.
Is 6 hit points left?
That's,
yeah.
6 damage.
Sweet. And that your version of needle darts does like
was that
3d4, right?
Yeah, and I rolled for it in 6.
Perfect.
Was that a success or a critical success?
That was a success. Okay. You just like you stand up and you just and it just into its face.
I want to like full on like
full on porcupine needles all up, and he just.
I'm not a porcupine. I'm a snake person.
It porcupines great. With needles
because we do have we do kind of have a porcupine.
Table, you do so you do kind of have a porcupine. Okay, that's it. That's the end of the and then it's dead.
And then I'd like to cast heal on myself.
Okay. We have. We were very close to the end of that. So the guys drop.
What I was trying to say before it was my turn.
Just finish what you're saying.
Was that it's been fascinating because that one has 21 participants, but ranging in age from 16 to 86. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to see people talking about music from that many like generations. All it's been very interesting.
That's cool.
I'm enjoying it. Continue.
Okay. So as they drop, there is the chaos of what the heck happened and healing and the general kind of like get everyone calmed and brought back.
My bacon.
Over a period of time, you put the bacon fire out. You get the torch out. You are able to. Sevenet shows up. She got knocked out and teleported away, but she wasn't that far. She eventually makes her way back and is like, but by the time she gets back, things have been less chaotic.
Can people get close to me, and I'll cast heal real quick.
That's still my own view.
I'm gonna.
Only one person's not close.
Yeah, and I don't need it. I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm at full HP.
You killed the guy.
You're the only one who took damage, I think.
Okay, I'm casting it anyway, so I'm happy to use more actions out of combat to have it apply to more people. I assume no one else is going to.
I think healing yourself is probably.
I'm now at 3 HP.
Don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah. Over time, this is sort of like. Everyone reconvenes and they lock things down and they start working on repairing the lights. Once the lights sort of get back up, because it's magically lit until they're able to sort of get the machine back up that's generating the light. This is like
magically lit.
Yeah. Let's see.
How does wounded go away?
My nephews are always saying that.
Time. We're there's no more. So you're
saying
the
lit?
Whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're able to bring in a few pathfinders that are outside that weren't here, and they come in and they kind of heal you up. They repair the thing. They lock things down. Eventually, after cleaning up and sort of working through, Sevenet brings you back to her office where the skull is waiting. You guys have all healed and had time to sort of figure out what's going on. Let's see. The skull, now fully aware of who she is, the Illyria, says like, "Thank you for protecting me. I don't know entirely why they grabbed me. We weren't able to interrogate them because they all died. But it seems odd that the Darrow would be involved. Why would they come and get me?" The only thing I could think of is that they were related to the hag in some way. The hag may have wanted to obtain me back. I don't know why, but we're thankful for you having stopped that. Let's see. They're going to put in a request at the head of security of the Grand Lodge to get some more security here with the skull to stay here and do more research in the city from where she came from. So they're going to petition the Pathfinders to sort of lock things down. So we appreciate your help. We're going to do what we can to actually make this place more secure and safe.
About time.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know what's going on. Illyria thanks you and says, like, I'm starting to just, even with my awareness of who I am, my magical abilities are starting to, like, creep back in. I'm more aware of what's going on. And, thank you all for helping me unlock my memories. I have a lot of work to do, and the skull is still like chattering away, and it's a bit odd now that she's lost the sort of jokey bit. She's much more sincere and like put together, even though she's still a skull.
I miss the old skull.
You changed. They're going to they want to relay to you. One of the first things they're going to do is head back up to the Arc Lord's home, communicate with the golem, and actually start doing research up there. And if they end up finding anything more, they may come in contact with the society for more assistance down the line. But that's it. I mean, they thank you and they have you go upon on your way. That's weirdly the end of this scenario. All
right, take this nondescript letter to the golem you meet there.
Yeah, nondescript. It's got like crude drawings you drew on the back.
No, it's all nice on the outside.
So it's an awkward end. It's definitely like, we'll be in touch, and
we're moving in different directions.
Yeah,
I'll call you.
Yeah.
Apparently, they were all business.
They were all business. There are more stories that kind of go on this, but it is a bit odd. It's definitely odd. So, outside of this adventure, you guys are this mission is complete, and we're all going to level. So you guys get to be level 2, which is a big level, and we're going to walk through that process. Do you have any questions specifically about this story before we just close the story and go, like, we're done with Pathfinder, this society module thing?
I think my takeaway is that I don't love Pathfinder Society
yes.
modules.
I feel the same way.
Agreed. Yes.
Yeah.
I think there's a cool story that could be pulled from it, but
you'd have to do so much work.
You'd have to do work. Yeah.
They're too episodic while also too detailed.
Not really.
Right.
Needless places. Like,
yeah.
They spend
no,
their
it can.
Focus
I think we've
their
discussed
information
it.
In weird places.
Yes.
As opposed to like the story and the character, it's kind of always like here's some
no,
weird
no,
choice to make.
Like introduce like two all characters. Like
yeah.
two.
And if it was
we're not
like
even
that,
at all.
If it was like this, I guess what I thought it was going to be is like this, but like chapters in a book.
Yes.
And it would tell an overarching story
and
over the course of time.
So,
yes, not a monster.
Yeah.
Not monster. This is definitely Monster of the Week, and it's designed to be very neutered down so that you can. It's always going to be the same, and every GM is going to be this. It's very, very.
Every swaps. You can swap
yes.
anything in.
So, I'm going to help everyone level. Andy and I have been talking.
What's the plan?
The plan. Should I just say it?
Yeah.
The plan is Andy's going to take over.
Permanently?
For a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he picked one out with my help. He picked an adventure path, which is a long adventure path. He's saying, I will run this first bit.
Yes.
It is a longer arcing story, all taking place in one area. We get to know NPCs. It's more in line with what we want. He's going to do what he can. And when he's done, which I'm going to let him decide when he's done, I will pick back up and do something more longer spanning, either continue that story or custom something. We're done with the society.
Yeah.
We're going to have more.
I'm here for that. It's the same story.
We're going to make.
Take over.
Or
possibly.
Do something different.
Technically, this is.
Same characters.
Yeah.
So
we're leveling these characters.
You're leveling these characters, and these characters get to go.
The same exact
so what has just happened was not a fever dream. It was
no.
actually part of our.
Question.
Your next mission.
Move my personality.
Maybe it's like how we met.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of how you met. The next mission is actually part of it. Going to canonically be
it's the
a continuation of the Pathfinder Society.
I think the idea of not being canon, so
no.
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have gotten rid of the whole Season of Ghosts, which I really would love to do at some point.
Later.
Yeah. So, Pathfinder Society is going to say, hey, we have a mission for you. Go, and I'm going to make a character, and my character is going to be a hook to help bring you into the next mission, which will happen to be a longer, real thing, rather than a scenario
that sounds awesome.
Thing.
And is Lotto becoming an NPC, or just not coming?
He's probably just nope out.
Okay.
Yeah, so my character is going to be ridiculous, and I'm going to have fun playing it, but... For now, we're going to level you guys up, and then the pivot will honestly just be your next mission. It'll just be more longer span.
I'm okay with this. I'll sign on.
So, there's no retconning of anything that needs to happen.
So we can level.
You can level. So
I'm going to retcon the Fisto relationship.
Nope.
Damn it. Although I would like to keep the rod. If
you,
that's the cost, I'll keep
items
it.
Are
Fisto's
all,
coming.
Items are all good.
That's the main plot of it.
That's Ian's character.
I am not going to record the leveling process. So any last words before we do that?
Dicks.
Final dicks.